Hear your praise reports. Well, good morning once again. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for your goodness, for your love, for your grace, and for your mercy. And we thank you for waking us up this morning and putting a song in our spirit and allowing us to get on the master's call. We thank you for the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and we pray your continued blessings upon their lives. Now, Father God, we lift up this morning speaker to you. We know that you have already downloaded a great word, and we pray, Father God, that the call will go forth with clarity, that you would anoint their vocal cords so that they can speak your word. We pray and anoint their mind and spirit that they would have a great word to give us today on the master's call. We thank you and we love you and we praise you that we are continuing to operate and access the power of the resurrection. So that will be my tag today, that we still have access to the resurrection power every day. And so we thank you. We thank you for each and every caller on this call this morning. You know the things that are on their heart, and we pray your blessing and that you would minister to them in a very special way. We ask all these things in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. And at this time, I'm going to turn the call over to the host. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Ada. Can you hear me?
I can hear your beautiful voice loud and clear. Take it away.
Well, thank you, Minister Ada, for seating and greeting the people and bombarding the heavens with that prayer. I want to say good morning to everyone and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the fabulous city of Norcross, Georgia. I want to thank everyone for joining us this morning in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary, and we wish you all the warmest of kingdoms greetings. This call is all about the Master, and as a family, we gather early in the morning faithfully to give God the reverence, praise, glory, and honor that is due him as we begin our day. The Master's Call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts, known as Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. And we know that when God gives a mandate, he also gives a mission. And that mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And we know that all things that God does is done decent and in order and is founded on his word. So the scripture reference for this call is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. So here on the Master's Call, we start this call with prayer, we end this call in prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. Again, if you want to listen to today's call again after the call, you can do so by dialing 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-pound. All of the messages have been archived and recorded and can be listened to again by going to our website. That's themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net. If you are feeling led to join the team, or if you have a word from the Lord stored in your belly for such a time as this, a praise report or a prayer request, please email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's I-N-F-O at themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa or Minister Robin, our prayer general, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the morning motivational call. That's the MMC call hosted by Platinum President godmother Dorothy Cook, and a host of other dynamic leaders throughout Artists International that keep us informed, energized, and moving forward to enhance the lives of others. And we are definitely Artists Reloaded. And so to listen to that call, you do so by dialing 530-881-1300, access code 539-598-pound. Again, 530-881-1300, access code 539-598-pound. And we want to say a special happy birthday to none other than our platinum president, Martha Marie Preston. She celebrated her birthday yesterday, and we just want you to know that we love and adore you, platinum president. So now it's time to get out of the way so that God's chosen mouthpiece with a message can come forth and bless us. Today's speaker is Bishop Stephen Belgrove. Bishop Belgrove accepted Christ as his Lord and Savior at the age of 9 in Levantine Open Bible Church in Port of Spain, Trinidad. He preached his first sermon at 12 years of age before a crowd of approximately 500 people. He taught Sunday school at age 15, and at 17 was the youngest student to be accepted into Open Bible Institute Seminary, graduating with an associate's degree in pastoral theology and Christian education 4 years later. Bishop Belgrove also received an associate's degree from Brooklyn Theological Seminary in Christian Counseling, studied at the Joint College of Bishops Congress with Beulah Heights University, and received a certificate. He also studied at Caprini Labor College in Trinidad, West Indies, and he received a certificate in Advanced Human Resource Management, Marketing, Accounting, and Auditing. He received his Bachelor's of Ministry from Ambassador's College of Ministry and Theological Seminary. He is also the recipient of several other certificates and awards. Bishop Belgrove was the founder of His Majesty Ministries in Trinidad and has ministered throughout the United States. He serves as the associate pastor and a member of the staff in evangelism and special events planning at Elam International Fellowship under the leadership of the late Archbishop Wilbert S. McKinley. Upon leaving Elam with the blessings of the Archbishop, he founded and began His Majesty International Fellowship, Inc., now located at 399 Rockaway Avenue in Brooklyn, New York. His wife, Pastor Donna Belgrove, and his children, Stephen and Carissa, are actively involved in the ministry. In 2008, Pastor Steve Belgrove was appointed to Bishop Designate, and after a year of testing and investigation, he was confirmed as being worthy for elevation and consecration to serve in the office of Bishop in the Lord's Church. Accordingly, in 2009, he was consecrated by the Council of International Charismatic Bishops of the Conference of International Charismatic Ministry under Archbishop Joseph Alexander of the New York Covenant Dominion Christian Church. Bishop Belgrove is an instructor and teaches various courses, including hermeneutics at Evangelistic Ministry Bible School, a bilingual school in Brooklyn. Bishop Steve Belgrove is the president and founder of Pastors Network of America and over 25 churches and growing rapidly, a network dedicated to the support and development of senior pastors, their churches, and their families. Bishop Belgrove's favorite scripture is John 15:16. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask in the Father's name, ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. So I present to some and introduce to others Bishop Steve Belgrove. Bishop Belgrove, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Take it away, man of God.
Praise the name of the Lord and welcome to each and every one of you. It's a pleasure once more to share with the TMC family and the artist family and proud to be a member of it, and I thank God for this wonderful opportunity to share God's word with God's people. Praise the name of the Lord. I would like to take my message today from the book of 1 Kings chapter 17, and it reads from verses 1 through 13. That's 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 1 through 13. Here beginneth the reading of God's holy word. Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is beyond Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook. And I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according unto the word of the Lord. For he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, Fear not. Go and do as thou hast said, but make me therefore a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and thy son. Father, in your precious name, I pray, O God, that your precious word would minister to the hearts of the hearers. Cause, O God, and a lamb to be sounded in the hearts of each and every one. Encourage and strengthen each and every individual under the sound of my voice. Lord, let your message reach the heart of the hearers and stir a fire. Oh God, we continue to bless. Lord, anoint my lips with coals of fire, that I shall declare, Thus saith the Lord unto your people. This I ask in your precious holy name. Amen and amen. I'm going to take a moment with you to peruse the scriptures just to show us a few things. Elijah, one of the most renowned prophets of his day, he made a decree directly to the king, and he said that there would be no rain for these years. And as we continue through the scripture, you recognize that for 3.5 years, there was no rain. And God sent the man of God, after he had accomplished his assignment, to a place of sustenance. He sent him to a brook called Cherith. And as I did my research on the word Cherith, the meaning for the word Cherith means cutting or place of separation. So I'm here to encourage the hearts of our hearers today. But even as we go forth doing God's assignment, as we go forth doing God's assignment, we are encouraged, each and every one of us, we are encouraged to follow the direction of Almighty God. Because in following God's direction, you might be placed in a center of place where God will do the trimming. God will do the cutting. God will do the separating, because we are all striving for perfection in the kingdom of God. And isn't it wonderful that God has such a sense of humor that he will send this man of God to such a place that even the very meaning of the word is a place of cutting. But in this time of preparation where God was preparing him for another level in his ministry, and maybe you might be going through that time where God has sent you to a place of separation so that he can prepare you for other levels in your ministry. Even in that place and time, he provided the ravens to sustain him. When you think of the ravens and the DNA, the makeup, the psyche of a raven, it's designed to wait for things to die so that it could come and eat it and it could devour it. But God changed even the mindset of the raven so that the thing that will come to attack you and kill you, that's the thing that is sustaining you. I am here to let you know we serve a truly awesome and tremendous God. But the Bible goes on to say, it came to pass in verse 7, after a while, it came to pass after a while. So if you're going through a time in your life, there comes a time when it will come to pass. I encourage you. I said, even when I was preparing this message, that there are some people on this line who might be going through some challenges in their lives, or they might know a friend, a family member, a loved one who will be going through some challenges in their lives. And I want you to encourage yourself or encourage them that it too will come to pass after a while. But sometimes in the transition, things might even look darker than it did before. But keep on pressing on, because the Bible said in verse 7, and it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up. Remember, Elijah was in the midst of a famine and a drought. So for the brook to dry up, it will seem as though what worst could ever happen, but it meant it's time for his transition. Oh, saints of God, I encourage your heart. When the brook dried up, God spoke, hallelujah. And sometimes when it seems as though all doors around you have closed, it's time for God himself to speak to you. And God spoke, and he said unto him in verse 9, arise, get thee up, and go to Zarephath. Hallelujah. And as I looked at this word Zarephath once more, the word Zarephath means a smelting pot, a place of refining. Hallelujah. So after the cutting, after the trimming that was done in his life at Chiret, he was taken to a new place whereby he is now polished. Oh, hallelujah. When I looked at that, I was just so wonderfully amazed by the things of how God functions. Maybe you are going through some things in your life, and God is doing some cutting and some trimming. But from that point, he will take you to a place where he will refine you. He will take you to a place where he will begin to polish you so that you will shine forth as the gold, as the diamond, as the precious jewel God sees you as. Hallelujah. So this is the thing. God sent him over to Zarephath, and then he sent him to the most insignificant one. It was a widow woman. Why am I saying insignificant? In today's society, we wouldn't think much of a widow woman, because you have the backings of the government and different federal agencies that could sustain, that could provide SSI and different things. We're talking about a society where these things were not available. This widow woman, she had no husband, and the Bible clearly indicates that she had a son. on. So she had a dependent in the midst of a famine, having her last meal in her barrel, with nothing else to expect or nothing else to look towards for her sustenance or her future. This is why I said the most insignificant one. But God sent him to her. And this is what happened when he met with her. The Bible says that Elisha asked her to fetch me a little water in a vessel. Remembering that this is a drought and a famine. But the Bible says, and she was going to fetch it. There was she had no hesitation. Immediately she responded. I am here to encourage your hearts, each and every listener to me. When God speaks to you, respond. Because in your response, you can have your breakthrough. You can have your blessing. God has something tremendous in store for each and every hearer on this call. And those who will connect in at later dates, God has something special and spectacular for you. Just be in tune to the voice of God. Just be confident that your God is in control and he is in charge. It doesn't matter what is happening around you. God has some wonderful things in store for you. So Elisha went down to Zarephath, the place of refining. I'm here to encourage your heart. Whatever God is doing in your life, he has your best interest at heart. It's not designed to kill you, but it's designed to refine you, so that when you stand as a man or woman of God, you will shine forth, and the glory of God will be seen through you. At the end of the exercise, you will be the champion God has planned for you to become and for you to stand as. So I encourage your hearts, continue to stand strong, continue to press and fight the good fight of faith, for God loves you and God cares for you. Praise the name of the Lord. I encourage each and every one today. And before I close in my conclusion, I wanted to take a moment and look at the snake, that reptile. Yes, a snake. Many of us ascribe the snake to fear and different things. But I want you to look at when the snake is shedding its skin. As I did my research about the reptile, that snake, in my research, I found out that once a snake is ready to shed, he would look for a rough surface, particularly one that he can squeeze through. Maybe, hallelujah, I don't know why God sent me down this pathway, but God knows, because God knows you. He knows each and every one that will be on the line today. And I'm here to encourage your heart. As the snake is ready to shed its skin, he would look for a rough place. You might be going through a rough place, or sometimes you might find yourself in some rough places. I want you to listen to the voice of God. It's possible it's time to shed that skin. The lesson teaches us that the snake will find a tight area where he will squeeze through, like, for example, a fork in a branch or a pathway between two rocks. And as he squeezes through, the skin will peel off of the snake. So the new skin, hallelujah. Oh, come on. I don't know if you're like me, but sometimes I feel to be clothed in some newness, in a new fire, in a new anointing in my life. So I trust some of you might too want something fresh and new from God, to be clothed in the glory and the anointing of God. But it comes at times from going through a rough place and going through some tight squeezes in our lives. So don't be afraid if the pathway before you is getting smaller and tighter. Maybe it's designed to trim off some things off of your life. The lesson about the snake teaches the snake would begin by loosening the skin around his mouth and loose nose by rubbing it through along the rough surface. Then he would pass between the rough surfaces, catching and trapping the loose skin along the rough edges. These rough edges catch hold of the loose skin, allowing the snake simply to crawl out of its old skin. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and I close with this, the Bible says that we are new creatures in God. All things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And sometimes we go through some rough patches in our lives and go through some tight squeezes in our life so that the old things will be rubbed off of our lives. It will come off, it will be peeled off of our lives so that the new things, the new you, saved, sanctified, full of the Holy Ghost, anointed, fire baptized, oh, glory to God, excited about God and the things of God, the new you, hallelujah, oh, glory to God, full of faith and the word of God in your mouth, the new you with a heart of compassion, the new you carrying the fruit of the Spirit, love and joy and peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, temperance, and faith. The new you, a champion for God. The new you will shine as the old skin, the old lifestyle, the old man, the old Adamic nature is peeled off of your life. Heavenly Father and God, I thank you that even in nature we can see you and we can see your hand. Oh God, I thank you just as you sustained Elijah at the brook by ravens and in the town by that widow woman. I thank you that each and every one under the sound of my voice that is listening to thee, that their hearts are encouraged, that the same God that did it back then is the same God that will do it today. No matter what is around, we have a hope that our God is Jehovah Jireh, the great provider. Continue to encourage hearts and lives today in the name of Jesus. Bless each and every one on this line. Bless all the leaders and the founders and the presidents. Bless them in a supernatural way. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. God bless you today.
Amen, amen. Thank you for that amazing word, and I'll be calling you back for the benediction. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for the man of God. We thank you for your word that came forth so freely from him. Lord, we ask that you continue to keep your hands upon him, to bless his ministry, to bless his family, so that he may continue to do your will and your work. We thank you for the two women of God that started this call, whose yes mandate, whose yes to your mandate allowed us to be here on the TMC Telecommunication Sanctuary. That's Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. Lord, we ask that you just continue to keep a special hedge of protection around them. Continue to touch the bereaved families as they go through the loss of loved ones. Father, you know what they need in this time. Be that and so much more to them. We know that sickness and disease are a name, and they must bow down to the name of Jesus. So we speak life to every need on this line. Father, you know the prayer requests, spoken and unspoken. Father, you know what we need before we understand and realize what it is. So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you'd like to listen to today's message again, you can do so by dialing 712-432-1085, access code 957-677#. Immediately following this call is the MMC call, and that number is 530-881-1300, access code 539-598#. We know that today is prayer request and praise report Friday. So immediately following, we'll stay on the line, and you can share your praise reports or your prayer requests with us. Man of God, could you come back and give us our benediction?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's pray at this time. And most gracious Father, we say thank you. I ask, oh God, that you bless each and every one. Oh God, we pray that your supernatural glory and your anointing will rest upon each and every individual on this prayer line. Cause, oh God, a desire to go from house to house, door to door, highways and hedges, to share this good news of the gospel, to be fired up in the hearts of your hearers, to each and every one of us, oh God, through this day and through the months and the years ahead, in peace and safety, and may the saving grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ rest, remain, and abide with us now and forever, in Jesus' precious name, amen and amen.
Thank you, man of God. Well, we know it's prayer request and praise report Friday, so I'm going to call forth none other than one of our very own co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. V, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Good morning, TMC family. Good morning, Bishop. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, man of word. And I definitely will be using that analogy about the steak. That was so powerful. And we so appreciate you. We don't take it for granted that out of your busy schedule you take time to come and pour into the hearts and the spirits and the lives of these on this TMC call, making up our artists international family. So thank you again, man of God. We appreciate you. And then to Minister Ada, thank you for stepping in and stepping up to greet and pray for God's people as they came on the line. You are so appreciated. We are definitely keeping you in prayer with your upcoming procedure, and we thank Minister Kai for also hosting God's people. It takes a village. It takes a family. And again, on behalf of our co-founder, who I see on the board, Dr. P.K. Robertson, myself, we are humbled and honored every day. We see so many of you call in and listen and be fed and be a part of this vision that God gave us. And wow, October 25th, we will be 5 years old, and that will be here before we know it, and we are grateful and, again, humbled by this opportunity to serve. Also on Fridays, we serve by opening up the queue, which I just did, so that on Friday specifically, we can take your prayer request and your praise report and hear what God is doing in your lives. And if there's a prayer request, we want to lock up in agreement with you. There's power in prayer. We know that Deuteronomy 32:30 tells us that one could put 1,000 to flight, but two could put 10,000 to flight. I love that math. And so we want to hook up and bombard heaven with you. So if you have a prayer request or a praise report at this time, please hit *6 and then 1, and it will bring you in the queue. Minister Kai did mention earlier, and we do want to, again, continue in celebrating and saluting Platinum President Marie Preston from the north side of town, who we always remind everybody the history that, and we were trying to birth this call and hear God's timing and strategy for what to do. God gave us such great godly counsel through Marie Preston, and she has been so faithful through the years on this call supporting us. So we just want to give her another shout out and let her know how much you love her. I see her on the board, so I'm glad you're able to hear for yourself how very, very much you are loved. So I'm going to go to you now, birthday girl. I know you're still enjoying your celebration. Good morning, Martha.
Yes. Good morning, Dr. V. Hey, and I hear you say Dr. PK on the line. Good morning to you, too. Well, women
good morning, Marie. Happy birthday.
Thank you, my dear, to the pastor who brought that word. Thank you so much, and the sisters that pray, to our entire family. This is our family here, and it's our artist family, too. We just want to thank y'all for all that you do and all the prayers that you sent up for us, because when you send them up, you know, blessings show come down. And yesterday, I started celebrating my birthday. My nephew, I want you to pray for him. He had a little accident. He was trying to get to me. And he had a little accident, but he's going to be okay. I'm trying to keep taking him. I got up early this morning. I've been trying to get him. Come on, let's go to the doctor. Let him check you out for a minute here. He's telling me, well, I'm going to be okay, but I'll go a little later today. So I'm getting ready to go over there so I can make him go. But I had a wonderful time. I got home by 11 o'clock last night. Everybody called me, and everybody wanted to take me. My daughter and my family took me to eat, and then everybody else wanted to take me to eat, and I had to go here, go there. So I'm stuffed, you know. Okay, but God is good, and I thank him for my 66th birthday, okay?
Wow.
So that's a wonderful thing. And y'all just keep my family in prayer. Pray for the Preston family, and pray for my elite Ladies of Expression family. Because right about now, I got to make a choice on doing something here, and I need God guiding, okay? So I got to pray about it and let him guide me on this one. And y'all just keep me covered in prayer. I love you guys. Y'all have a good weekend here.
You too, and thank you for coming on. And again, happy, happy, happy birthday. You deserve all the joy and love that is coming your way.
All right.
Yeah. All righty. We're going to stay in Houston a while until our praise and worship leader, I mentioned it before, you did a phenomenal job in gathering God's songbirds and definitely setting the atmosphere and the anointing and praise and worship at our conference. I love and appreciate you so much. Again, thank your pastor for excusing you on this Sunday morning to come out and be a part of our worship service. Again, Minister Sharon Stowers, we love you. We appreciate you. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Right back at you. Love you. Love you, Dr. PK. Love my TMC family. To God be the glory. I just wanted to get in first before everybody with the heavy stuff, because this probably seems minimal to other people. But last night I got my jacket. Praise God. And so I'm just thankful. That I really had just, I just said, well, God, I'm just going to let it go. And just out of nowhere, I got a call from the hotel asking me to come get it. So,
praise God. I tell you, we call that thing back in. Just speak the word. Amen. For many of you all didn't know, that Monday night after our Artist Reloaded conference, we had a powerful meeting at the Hilton Hotel, and Minister Sharon accidentally left her jacket and first was told she couldn't find it and it wasn't there. So all this time later, the hotel calls you. So that's an awesome praise report. Amen. Are you still there? Mr. Sharon, did we lose you?
No, ma'am, I'm still here. I just, you know me, I pop in and out. But I'm excited, and I love artists, and I love my TMC family. Thank y'all. Y'all some powerful warrior, prayer warriors. Man, I so appreciate y'all. And Bishop, what a word, what a word. God bless y'all.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. Does anybody else, while we're waiting, we want to continue to lift up First Lady Gloria Tate. She is now in Woodbridge, Virginia, with her daughter, Gretchen, who has been having some health challenges. So we want to definitely lift up First Lady in her travels and her time there in Woodbridge, and lift up her daughter, who is working on her doctorate dissertation and just has had a lot of challenges. But we know our God is able. So are there any other prayer requests? Ms. Jackie, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay, I didn't know if I got the mute off in time. Good morning, Pastor PK as well. I just wanted to come in and also request prayer for Platinum President Helen Della Husse. She's been on Facebook, and she's spoke about her grandmother being hospitalized and But I think things have gotten better for them. But keep that family lifted in prayer and that matriarch in that family. And also pray for her new addition to the family as well.
Yeah, I heard from her yesterday, as a matter of fact. And Hannah is her new baby girl, 6 pounds, 11 ounces. So her and Ed have two little ones, plus she has five others. So I told her her quiver is quite full, but baby is doing well. That's a big destiny she spoke into this child's life. But I did hear from her yesterday, and she did say her grandmother is doing better and will continue to keep her grandmother in prayer. Thank you for bringing that back to our remembrance, Miss Jackie. Was there anything else?
No, I just continue to pray for my family. All is well, and I'm thanking the Lord that I finally got out of that daycare. That was kind of tiring for me, but and I kind of overslept this morning. This is my first night to really get some sleep, so kind of overslept just a little bit this morning, but still made it on the call to hear that awesome message. But continue to uplift my family and my sister in the issues with her lungs. It's not completely cleared, but she's back to work again.
All righty, we got it down. Thank you so much, and we always love hearing from you. All right, thank you again, Minister Ada, for greeting and stepping in this morning. Praise God. Welcome to the Master's Call. My turn to tell you. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Dr. V. God bless you. Can you hear me all right?
Loud and clear.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you for that wonderful word, man of God. Do have a couple of prayer requests. So my brother Marco Brumfield is going to court today. He's just basically putting himself on the mercy of the court. He believed that he has not been treated fairly in the court system, and he fired his public defender because he didn't feel he was properly representing him. So we're just praying for favor of God this morning. My mom and my brother will be there to support him, and he'll be going to court this morning about 10 o'clock this morning. On yesterday, a friend of mine brought a beautiful young lady who I just pray with and minister to. Her name is Rose. Her 7-month-old that she buried last month. The baby was born very prematurely. I think that they said she was less than a pound. So the fact that she lived 7 months was just a miracle. The doctors was baffled, but she had so many different ailments and different things because of her premature. And we just pray that Rose will have emotional healing as she goes through this devastating loss. It was such a loss for her. And then I do have a doctor's appointment today, but I want my TMC family to know that I am already healed. Amen. So we just continue to go through this process, but we are trusting and thanking God for his healing touch. And then, of course, Doug and I we've been planting seeds and doing appointments and working our artist business, as well as some events we have on the calendar for Ergo Productions. So we love you. Love you, Dr. PK. Love you, the entire TMC family. Back to you.
Amen, amen, amen. We've got all that down, and we so love and appreciate you. All righty, before we you, is there anyone else who has a prayer request? This is our time specially dedicated to you. So we as prayer warriors will take those prayer requests and bombard heaven. Good morning. Welcome to the TMC call, 1900.
Hi, good morning, Pastor Vanessa and Dr. PK and the rest of the artist family. My name is Rebecca Thomas, and I wanted you guys to pray for me because it seems like every time, like, I get ready to talk about my artist business, I get, like, really nervous, and I really say, like, the wrong things. And sometimes I get, like, way excited and like, give away, like, too much information. And I just
want to... Now, are you the one who met at the conference from Snellville, Georgia?
Yes, from Snellville, Georgia.
Yeah, I remember.
Thank you. But if you could just pray for me, because I get, like, I just want to break free from all of that. And I just want to say, like, what the Lord wants me to say to... you know, to the different people that I interact with. And, like, I have one coming up. It's with a salon for the facial.
Uh-huh.
And I just feel, like, really nervous. Like, I have to even, like, I mean, it seems like everything is in place. Like, they're like, yes, come and show us what you have, and we want to, you know, we want to do business with you. But, like, and I'm like, okay, and then I'm, but I just feel nervous, like, even calling them, you know, again and, like, setting it up. And I just need, like, some kind of, I don't know, dunamis power, like, over me. With just everything.
Rebecca, I'm sorry to interrupt. Are you kind of following the system, pulling in three-party and having other validation so you're not trying to do everything all at one time, kind of following the system?
Yes, I'm trying to do that now. I actually had to take a break and just, like, work on some stuff on, like some things from my past for a season. But now I'm going to follow the system.
Like,
and I really, like, really messed up. But now I am going to follow the system with that.
Isn't it great we have the blood of Jesus so we can all start again? So it's not a problem. We're just going to keep going forward. All right. Well, I got that down. And it is so good to hear your voice. And see, I remember that. I'm that pretty face of that smile came to my remembrance when you start talking. So we are honored to have you on the call. She walked up to me, I think it was right before service, and introduced herself and told me how she listens to the call and was just so excited to be at our Artist Reloaded Conference. And I love putting faces with voices. And so we're so glad. Now, when I see that number, I'll know that it's you. So we got you covered, and we'll definitely lift you up in prayer. All right, 6640. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Montez. I'm calling from Clarkston, Georgia. And I was brought in by Jeanette Hightower. But I've been listening to the call. I listened to the prayer calls for months before I joined the team, just recently joined the team. But I'm just asking for prayer for, I'm 51 and I have 4 grandchildren that I'm taking care of, 1, 2, 3-year-old and 5-year-old. And I'm just having a challenge, and my daughter just has some, you know, challenges with mental illness. And I'm just having challenges even doing anything. So I'm trying to get something going, but most of the time they're screaming in the background, so I just always put the phone on mute when I'm listening to calls and in the motivation call. But I just need prayer in that area because I had to give up. I'm a professional. I have 2 master's degrees, but I can't work anymore because I'm always taking care of the children.
Well, God will honor that. God will honor that. And you said it's Montez. Is that correct? Am I saying
Montez,
right?
Montez.
God will definitely honor that. And I hear your heart. I'm writing down your number so I can also get with you after the call and talk with you there also. But we will definitely pray with you this morning. And I am so glad people like you are why we have this call. And I know Dr. PK would agree with that as she's on the phone. Is it? We were told by so many that you listen to this call a long time before you even come into artists, and that encourages your heart and reminds you this is about being ministers in the marketplace. So I will definitely be lifting you up, and we will definitely be praying for you. All right.
Absolutely, dear. God bless you, and I'm glad to know that you are getting on the call for the support that you need. And a turnaround is yours, so you've got to embrace that and know that God hears your heart. Okay? Love you. God bless.
Thank you for hopping in there, lady. Appreciate you. All right. Are there any more prayer requests before we go to the Lord in prayer? Okay, because we don't ever want to leave anybody out. I don't see anybody else in queue, trying to make sure anybody else on the moderator line. Again, man of God, we're going to start off praying for him. We appreciate you and that rich word that you brought us and always bring us. I was so excited when he joined our team through Pastor Derek and Pastor John. And we know when we have men of God who come in and take their post and just speak and cover us, God's best is yet always to come in our lives. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Intelligent Holy Spirit, we just thank you for this strategic time that you have allowed us and that we have the wisdom to know, as you told us in Hebrews, to enter into your throne room where we can obtain the grace and mercy and to come boldly, knowing that you are a God that hears but utmost answers prayer. We know that we're praying with the pog of faith, the prayers that hit the mark, knowing that your word told us in Isaiah 55:11 that these prayers will not return void, but they're wrapped in the anointing as they're hurled through heaven. And we know that they hit the mark and that you are already moving in our behalf. So we first thank you for your manservant, your mouthpiece from glory today that spoke to our hearts, who encouraged us, who reminded us through the story of Elijah, through the story with the snake, to remind us who we are and whose we are in you. Thank you for his godly wisdom. Now, I speak blessings back into Bishop Belgrove's life and to his desires of his heart. Bless his going in and coming out. Restore virtue, Father. Just do all the exceeding abundantly above in his life, because he's taken the time, been willing, always being yielded to come and speak it to our hearts and to change lives. Now, Father, I just thank you for Marie Preston. I thank you for 66 years of life that you've given her and the love that she has so showed to so many of us and encouraged our hearts and just been a support. Thank you for what you're doing in her and through her with Elite Ladies of Expression. I speak it to her, the wisdom of God. You said in your word that if we lack wisdom in James 1, we could ask it of you, and you would give it to us liberally. So I thank you for accuracy in the Holy Ghost, that as you speak to Marie's heart, that she will hear and submit to your will and your timing for what you want to do in her life. We lift up her family. We thank you for Madeer and 90 years of life and how you have allowed her to be strong and to be the matriarch of that family. We just thank you for all that they do for the kingdom of God. And we celebrate with Minister Sharon Stowers, Father, just like the parable of the lost coin. We thank you that as we prayed, as we believed, we called that jacket back to her, not just because it's a jacket, but because it has sentimental value, importance to her, and you heard the desire of her heart. You said in Psalms 37:4, Father God, that when we delight ourselves in you, that's when we submit ourselves to you, you'll give us those desires of our heart. So I thank you that this encourages someone else who thinks they may have lost something or something is gone that needs to be restored, to speak to the heavenlies, send the angels on assignment, and watch you move in our behalf. Father, we lift up our beloved First Lady, Gloria Tate. We just thank you for getting her safely to Woodbridge, Virginia, to be with her daughter, Gretchen. We send the Jehovah Rapha, the healing virtue, to her daughter's body. And as she has so much on her in this last phase of her academic studies, I thank you that you speak peace to her mind, touch her, giving strength to her body. We just thank you for giving strength to Gloria, that even favor with her businesses. She's out there working artists, even in her time there. And that you are glorified, and Gloria and Gretchen are edified through your word. And Father, we celebrate little Miss Hannah through our Platinum President Helen, her safe, healthy arrival into the world. We speak blessings to Ed and Helen for this new addition and into the entire family. We send words of healing to her grandmother in South Carolina, who really raised her and who means so much to her. Father, we thank you that your healing virtue is touching her grandmother's body even right now, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. And today, Father, we send the word of favor into that courtroom with Mark Brumfield. We speak peace to his sisters and family's hearts, to Minister Ada and her mother and brother who will be in the court today. I just thank you for the mercy of God. You said
Your mercies were new every morning, and I thank you for favor, favor that ain't fair, favor that answers prayers, favor that gives us a second chance, favor that redeems the time. We send that word of favor to Mark even this morning. Father, we send comfort and peace to Rose and the homegoing of her little seven-month-old baby. And, Father, you will touch her and heal her heart emotionally with the separation and loss of such a young soul. Help her see the miracle of life much longer than others thought that the baby would even have. But comfort her. Comfort the father. Comfort the family during this time of loss. You are our great comforter, our peace. Let her feel herself climbing up in your arms and resting her head upon you, your sacred breast, Father, where she will receive the restoration and the emotional healing of that she needs. And, Father, we thank you even for a good report for Minister Ada with her doctor's appointment today. All is well. That's what we're speaking, decreeing, and declaring in her life, in her body, in this time that she has with you. Just fortify her faith. And, Father, the Jehovah Rapha touch of God on her body also, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Rebecca. We pray for boldness in you, wisdom of God. Father, that you anoint her mouth to say what you want her to say, nothing more, nothing less. Let the light of Christ shine through her. Let her be your minister in the marketplace. As you've opened these doors of favor, Father, I thank you. The system will work for her with great success. And even just the divine opportunities that you have yet to manifest in her life to remind her that by your blood, she can do it all through you, that you will strengthen her, that you will anoint her, that you will give her the discernment of what to say and what not to say, and to put in the past what's in the past and learn from the past, but to go on in a new day in you. I thank you for her love for you, her tenacity to want to do better for you. And we just speak godly success, the Joshua 1:8, godly success into Miss Rebecca's life. And we thank you. We hear the heart of a mother, a grandmother in our beloved Montez. We thank you for her as we pray for her strength. We pray that you can touch the mind of her daughter. You know the entire situation. But, Father, thank you for her willingness to take in those four grandbabies, young grandbabies. And I thank you for strength, for provision, for protection, for deliverance in that entire situation. The blood of Jesus, we speak to the doorpost of Montez's heart. The blood of Jesus that brings peace to Montez's mind. The joy of the Lord that Nehemiah 8:10 tells us is our strength. We speak to her heart even right now. And, Father, I thank you that Jeanette is her upline and her success line. Will support her and encourage her and everyone on this line who's heard her heart. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. So I thank you that we're speaking joy into her spirit, the wisdom of God. Father, the things that she needs to do so that this business is successful, to bring in the provision of God. And we thank you for those little baby spirits, that they will always know you and love you and just give her the strength and the help, the resources than Montez needs. We just thank you as her TMC family that she feels the loves and the prayers, knowing that she can do all things, Daddy God, through you who are strengthening her even right now. So, Father, we thank you for the spoken request and even the unspoken request on this line this morning. We thank you that in each and every one of our lives, your kingdom come, your will is being done. We lift up the Diaz de Leon family, who through them you have yoked and knitted our hearts together, heart to heart, breast to breast, but utmost purpose to purpose, as we're going out advancing the kingdom as your ministers in the marketplace. So, Father, seal this time of intercession in the blood of Jesus. Seal this time of intercession with accuracy of prayer in the Holy Ghost. Seal this time of intercession knowing that you hear and answer prayer. And we thank you in advance for the praise reports that are going to come out of this time of intercession. We don't wait till the battle's over on this faithful Friday. We shout now
knowing that and decreeing in our lives that it is so and it is done. I thank you as we leave this call. We'll go out faithful this Friday to exercise our fruits, to be your laborers, to be your hands extended, to be your mouthpiece with a message, to be your heart of compassion, to be your light in dark situations. God, use us for your glory as we've been fed by the man of God. We will go out and make a difference. And until we come together again on Monday, we will keep our part of the covenant. We will do our part of the contract. We read the fine print, and we know you win. And we will be and are overcomers in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have a phenomenal day in Christ. We love you. We all appreciate you here at TMC and look forward to hearing you on the call on Monday. Amen and amen. Bye-bye.